Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 238 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now, I am recording from the beautiful Celebrity Infinity cruise ship. We are wrapping up the jazz cruise, which is straight ahead jazz, and moving into the Blue Note jazz cruise, which is a lot more contemporary jazz, which I actually like better. Don't tell them, but yeah, I like the contemporary stuff. So, doing the best I can. There's a little noise in the background. It's the air conditioning, which can't be shut off in the room, but that's it. So let's get right to it. It is Friday. It is January 25th, and the shutdown is shut down. Yes, the government shutdown is over, and there is no wall. There is no wall. The wall did fall. I'll get to the rhymes in a minute. Trump's idiotic plan, holding the country hostage, etc., it just didn't work. So Trump lost. That's what everyone's saying. Trump lost. Yeah, the idiot lost. But also, you know, government employees who didn't get paid, they lost. Passengers delayed at airports, they lost. One of the big, I think, tipping points in this was the fact that northeastern airports today, like LaGuardia and Newark, and it was just going to be more of them, were delaying flights because the flight controllers were driving Ubers. You know, they got bills to pay. I know Trump said that you just go to the grocery store and tell them to work with you. Just go in and say, hey, work with me. I'm going to have some money one day. He actually said that because he's never been to a grocery store, and he thinks that it's, 1927, you know, when you went down to the grocery store and said, hey, Ed, can I get you next week? Yeah. Yeah, Trumpy, it doesn't work that way anymore. So those people lost. Hopefully, it was over a month, so some people may have really got hit. Like if you pay your bills late and it hits your credit rating, no, believe me, nobody's going to give you a pass because of the government shutdown. So I hope those people didn't get hit too hard. You know, if you went to a national park or a monument, it was closed, blah, blah, blah. We lost. America lost based on this idiot's trying to hold the country hostage to build this stupid-ass wall. Yeah, he's going to say he won. He's going to say, I think that he was saying, and I don't even want to look it up, but basically he was saying he's signing this to pay the employees. It's going to be a three-week extension so everyone gets paid. And if he doesn't get his wall, ooh, you better look out. I may take some drastic action. He's talking about declaring a national emergency to build a wall. We've had a national emergency going on for 2 years now. It's called the Trump administration. So, well, he did win. You know what? He has the longest shutdown in government history. It was a tremendous shutdown. It was the greatest shutdown ever, far longer than the Obama era shutdown. This was a real shutdown. So give him that. He'll love saying that, and he'll love saying he won, because, you know, he wins and we're making America great again, which is done locally, and that's why we don't need air traffic controllers, I guess. So the Nimrod came out with his slogan. This was one of his last-ditch efforts to make this wall thing work. He was on Twitter, and he put his slogan, build a wall and crime will fall. He put a rhyme on Twitter. I guess he's working with Don King or something like that. So you just can't leave yourself this open. You know, you'd think someone on Twitter as much as him would learn, but he doesn't. So he put that out there, and there are a few responses. And again, this is why the internet was created. These are the moments that I love. So from the Volatile Mermaid, we had impeach this dick and make it quick. Dennis Perkins, impeach for treason. That's the reason. Dr. Seuss would be proud of these. Put Trump in jail with no chance of bail. If you resign, we'll all be fine. In other words, baby hands, other people can rhyme too. Continuing in Trump news, today Roger Stone was indicted. He is the latest member of the Trump administration group, band of Nimrod. I don't know what you want to call him. He's the latest one to be indicted as part of the Mueller investigation for lying to Congress. He got information related from the WikiLeaks email, you know, Hillary's emails that they had. He told the people and some people in Trump's, I don't know what you'd call them, Trump's, his people. He told some of Trump's people, could be Steve Bannon, could be someone else, about having this information and how we can use it, et cetera, lying to cut. You know, to indict any member of Trump's group for lying to Congress, like they all lie to Congress. It's what they do. And when he says he didn't know anything about the collusion, the only way that might be true is they probably wouldn't have trusted him. You know, if they had this collusion thing going on, anyone who knew Trump would know, like, if we tell him, he's no way he can keep a secret. He's going to tell everybody. He's going to brag about it. So it's best we don't tell him. So maybe he didn't know. But anyway, Roger Stone, the latest of the Trump people to get an escort by the FBI. You know, the FBI is working for no pay, but they're working hard. I read this. This I love. This is a Friday for the Trump administration, okay? Just a Friday. We started out first thing this morning. Roger Stone was arrested by armed FBI agents, okay? Now, that would be big news under any other administration. If any other president had one of their close personal friends and a person involved in their campaign arrested by the FBI, that would be news. But here, it's not really that much news because we got Paul Manafort, another, the former campaign manager who's already been convicted, is going back to federal court for lying. He was in his plea deal. He was supposed to come clean, and now we know he was lying. So now he's basically going up to lose his plea deal and probably get more jail time. Now that, in any other administration, that would be news. So this is just Friday. Just Friday. We got Roger Stone. We got Manafort. Are we done yet? You know we're not done yet. Airports were delaying flights because air traffic controllers were not getting paid. Again, in any other administration, that'd be big news. In Trump's, that's just the third story on Friday. Not minor airports. Airports like LaGuardia in New York, Newark, and Atlanta had to delay flights because of security concerns, because of not enough TSA workers. It's just a Friday. Just a Friday. And finally, to wrap the day up, the Senate finally comes up with a plan to reopen the government, which had been shut down during this Friday. That's just a Friday. That's not a big day. It's not just one day, just another day in the Trump administration. This winning has to be getting tiring for him. You know, I know all he does is win. I know, well, two of his supporters listen to me, if that. But I know they tell it, all we do is win. All we do is win. Well, this probably isn't a win, I don't think. So this is, we said it wasn't going to be the new normal. This is the new normal. The Trump administration is the new normal. Every day, indictment, investigation, arrests, government not working, people not getting paid. And so remember, this is just how he conducted his business. Okay, don't think this is new. When Trump ran his businesses, what would happen? There would be investigations, people, contractors continually did not get paid, employees, etc., did not get paid. People paid for things that they didn't get. Remember, the Trump University, the entire thing was a scam. Bankrupt casinos, etc. This is not new. This is what he does. This is how he runs business. And I was watching on the news, they had some Trump supporters, some of those mysterious middle America white people, white men, the angry white men who wanted something different. They showed them in Michigan, you know, one of the states that flipped from Democratic to Republican for Trump. And these guys were sitting there and they didn't have any money and the government was shut down. And they were like, hey, this isn't what we thought when we wanted change. See, the thing about these people, these mysterious middle America white men, they can completely dismiss the racism, the misogyny, because that doesn't apply to them. More on that in a minute. But now they're seeing, like, wait a minute, he really is incompetent. I mean, yeah, we're okay with the racism. And grabbing him by the pussy, well, you know, he's a star. It's okay. But now he's absolutely incompetent. Yeah, welcome to reality, people. Now, here's the thing. Everyone jokes about, it's sort of a joke, whatever, about how bad the Trump administration is. And many people say, well, why are they still supported? Who supports them? This is the part, this is why they get support. And this is the evil. This is the evil behind it. This is what people get out of it, okay? Now, you probably remember in 2014, Hobby Lobby won a case in the Supreme Court. They won the right to deny an insurance to their employees that would provide for contraception, right? Hobby Lobby's like, we don't think contraception, it's against our religion, we shouldn't have to pay for it. But now that it was a horrible decision, but it was the Supreme Court's decision. And what goes with that decision is allowing people to claim anything in that they don't like infringes on their religious freedom. Okay, so this week, what we have is and when I say Christian, I don't mean Christian in the sense of good Christians who help people, of which there are millions upon millions worldwide, people who truly believe in the teachings of the Bible and Jesus and our help. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the hateful Christians that use the Bible as a form of manipulation and power and discrimination and hate. They use it as a tool of hate. So in South Carolina, I believe, let's see, I just want to look. Yes, in South Carolina, a federally funded foster care agency has a right to discriminate against non-Christians, okay? This is approved by the Department of Health and Human Services under that law, okay, under the law from the Supreme Court. They can discriminate against non-Christians because somehow it would interfere with their religious freedom to give a baby or to give a foster child to a Jewish family or a Muslim family or a gay family or anyone they don't approve of. See how it works? You see how that, this is what people talk about when they talk about the comparisons to Nazi Germany and Hitler. And I don't, honestly, I don't like those comparisons. I just don't. But this was the kind of thing they did. See, it's about separation and other and religion endorsed by the state. This is religion being endorsed by the state. This is the state. This is the government. This is federally funded, okay? These are the same people who hate the fact that federal money goes to Planned Parenthood, right? But they're okay with federal money going to an adoption agency that says, hey, you're Jewish, we don't give babies to Jews. Hey, you're gay, you're not good enough to be a parent. Why? Because we're Christian. It is horrible, and it is legal, and it is being done by the federal government. It is being financed by the federal government. And these are the people who love Trump. Make no mistake, these are the people who vote for Trump. Okay, so another thing that might be a little shaky, Ivanka Trump just got 5 more trademarks in China for like a childcare service and some other businesses. So the daughter of the president is getting exclusive trademarks in China. The biggest trade partner we have where the president is negotiating trade deals with. How is that legal? I don't know. How is that right? But this is why he's president. Make no mistake. This is what it's about. Okay, let's get into the MAGA hat boys. That's what I call them. You know the story by now. Covington High School in Kentucky. A group of white teenagers wearing Make America Great Again hats may or may not have been, I'll use the word, assaulting a Native American at the Lincoln Memorial. They claim that they were at first insulted, assaulted, threatened by a group of black Israelites. They were in Washington, D.C. to protest women's right to choose abortion. Okay, so let's get that straight first so we know what kind of assholes we're dealing with. They actually made a school trip to Washington, D.C. to protest against a woman's right to abortion. Again, you're wondering who supports Trump? These are the people who support Trump, people who have the money to do something like that. Okay, now, and don't expect me to, give them the benefit of the doubt. No, fuck that. Okay, no. This is why they don't get the benefit of the doubt, because Tamir Rice didn't get the benefit of the doubt. Trayvon Martin didn't get the benefit of the doubt. Every teenage black kid that was killed or gunned down by the cops, the first thing they did was we got to make him a thug. We got to make a criminal. Nobody looked for the good side of their history. Nobody looked for how well they did in school. So fuck these guys from Covington. They're pieces of shit. And they look back and, they're not really racist. They just happen to cheer for their team in blackface. Okay, so we're dealing with pieces of shit. Alyssa Milano wrote that the red MAGA hat, Make America Great Again hat, is the new white hood. It is the new white Klan hood. She doubled down by writing a great op-ed piece. You can read it. It is available. I'm sorry, give me a second and I will find it for you. TheWrap.com. Go to TheWrap.com. Look up Alyssa Milano. I'm not going to read it to you now. Just look up Alyssa Milano's piece on the MAGA hat being the new white hood, how it is used. Every white nationalist rally, every racist rally from Charlottesville to South Carolina to the guy who threatened to kill members of government, black and Jewish members of government, the guy who was sending out the fake bomb threats or the bomber from Florida in a MAGA hat. All of these people, they all wear MAGA hats. What do they have in common? Red hats, Make America Great Again. It's no longer a secret. We've said it a long time ago. It's absolutely true. There's no dog whistle anymore. It's as loud as you want to be. They're proud of it. Loud and proud, wearing the MAGA hat. Kanye, I'm looking at you. I'm not sure your music's being played at the rally. The other thing that it's just a personal thing that I kind of love, these teenage pieces of shit in Covington and so on, their fathers were whacking off to Alyssa Milano. You know, 20, 25 years ago, Alyssa Milano was one of the it girls. And she's a beautiful woman now, but she was a hottie then. And, you know, that to me is just kind of, that's just a little thing that makes me laugh. So look it up on therap.com because it is a great piece. Finally, and how many white, racist, hateful stories can we do in one podcast? James Jackson, piece of shit white supremacist, admitted in court in New York that he came to New York to kill black people as a declaration of global war on the Negro race. He called it a political terrorist attack, etc., etc. Now, he wanted to start a race war. He's a psycho, blah, blah, blah. But his plan was to murder a young thug. These are his terms, or a successful older black man with blondes. But instead, he just killed the nearest black person he could find because he was too late to stop interracial dating. He's a piece of shit. He's going to jail. He's facing life without the possibility of parole. But the good thing about this, is great. Cyrus Vance, the district attorney in Manhattan, said, white nationalism will not be normalized in New York, okay? It will not be normalized. There is no place in our city for terrorists, domestic or otherwise. This may be the first time I've heard a white Christian killer accurately described as a terrorist, charged with a hate crime. They always avoid that word. They mask murders in Vegas, the mass shootings in Texas, the mass shooting, they never, if it's a white shooter, they never say the word terror. Ooh, don't say terrorist. He not a Muslim. He couldn't be a terrorist. Everyone knows terrorists are Muslims. he was acting independently. Well, finally, somebody used the word. I wish they'd use the word more often. Yeah, build a wall and stop crime. No, stop your own people. The scariest thing you can see is not a Latin immigrant coming from the South. It's a white guy in a MAGA hat walking towards you, getting ready to stand his ground and blow your head off. Okay, so let's not get that confused. Okay. Sorry, but, you know, kind of bothers me. I'm done with that. And I'm in a mellow mood. I've been listening to jazz all week. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez might be my favorite woman, might be my favorite person on earth. Definitely my favorite person in government. Why do they keep coming at her? Why do they keep challenging the AOC? The AOC will stomp your ass. We had Hannity trying to come up with a nickname for her, which failed horribly. Now we got Sarah Huckabee Sanders came out and said, talking about global warming, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, quote, talking about AOC, I don't think we're going to listen to her on much of anything, particularly anything that we will leave into the hands of a much, much higher authority. Referring to God, talking about, so Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, you know, when it comes to climate change, we're going to leave it to God. So, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, and this is just one-tenth of why I love her, hits her back with Bible verses where God said, take care of the earth. In Genesis, God looked on the world and called it good. Not once, not twice, but seven times. God commands all people to serve and protect creation. So if you believe God created earth, I think he's telling you to serve and protect the earth. Leviticus, which, you know, Leviticus is the one. There's nothing but fire and brimstone and slaves and all the horrible rules are in Leviticus. Well, there's one in there. God mandates that not only the people, but the land that sustains them shall be respected. So she just smacked Sarah Huckabee Sanders with Bible verses. She does this all the time. Listen, this is the mistake these idiots are making. All these Republican idiots, these old white men who hate this woman, they think they're picking on a freshman in Congress. They think they're picking on a freshman congressperson or congresswoman, whatever the proper term is. No, you guys, you're fucking with a Puerto Rican bartender from New York. You understand. You have no chance. This woman will destroy you. Whatever you think, she's five thoughts ahead of you. The woman's smart. She knows she's up against it, so she knows she has to have more facts than you. She has to be smarter than you. Yeah, she screwed up when asked about Israel. There was information she didn't know about Israel. Sorry, I was rudely interrupted by a phone. Continuing episode 238. So, as I said, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she screwed up on Israel. She was unprepared. She got questions. She didn't know what she was talking about. I'm sure she studied since then. But you challenge this woman, this woman's coming back at you hard. She is smart. She is the future. I don't know who's going to be the Democratic candidate for president, but you better have this woman on your side, okay? I think right now we're going to have, I'm going to guess 30 to 35 Democrats throwing their hat in the ring. People say I should. Let me see how much money's in it. Can I get a little money? Maybe I get some of that Facebook Russian cash. I might run. Just if you know somebody, let me know. I can convert rubles to dollars. I can convert rubles to dollars. Help me out. But anyway, we're going to have a far too many Democratic candidates, and they're going to shake it out and blah, blah, blah. They're going to be doing that all this year, and we'll probably get it down to, I'm going to guess, five or so real ones. Well, what's going on with the Democratic Party? And Nancy Pelosi won on this shutdown, okay? Nancy Pelosi won on this shutdown. What's going to happen is the Democratic Party is going to have to acknowledge these young, brilliant, progressive Democrats. They're coming up with policies. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez is talking about going back to a 70% tax rate on people making over $10 million, which probably won't happen, but you can increase the tax rate on people that rich. And they're talking about Medicare for all and just a number of things that'd be, oh my God, it's crazy. No, it's not crazy. It's something for the people. It's something good for the people, and they're going to have to listen. So there's that. The Super Bowl is set. New England's going back again. Now, if you watch the playoffs, if you're not into football, tune this out. I ain't that into football, but I watched the games, and they were actually both good games. New Orleans got robbed. The refs screwed up on a pass interference call that could have changed the game. New Orleans could have won, but the Rams won. We're okay with that. Rams are a great team. We're okay with the Rams winning. And New England won. And listen, all the Patriot fans talk about Brady being the greatest of all time. He might be. It's always going to be clouded, and I'm one of the people who sees it clouded as with the times New England cheated. I mean, New England has cheated to win Super Bowls. It's documented. It's easy. So, but there's no denying Tom Brady is a great quarterback, incredible quarterback under pressure, and New England knows how to get to the Super Bowl. Kansas City had him beat. Kansas City screwed up offsides on an interception that could have locked up the game for him. That was their mistake. The refs were terrible in that game, but they were equally terrible. They made that. I guess that's a new thing in the NFL as a ref. I'm going to make bad calls, but I'm going to make bad calls both ways, so it's even. So it's the Rams versus the New England Patriots. We're ending the first week of Super Bowl hype. Now we're going to really start listening to Super Bowl hype. More and more analysis. Can I just say that the color man, okay, if you don't listen to sports, there's the play-by-play guy who does just that. Tells, you know, this pass went for 8 yards, that run went for 2 yards, the name of who ran. Then there's the color guy who's supposed to inject color to the broadcast. He's supposed to give some insight, this and that. Well, I was listening to Tony Romo, and I guess it's me because they're about to give him a big fat raise. He was terrible. He was terrible. Tony Romo's a former quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. There was one play in particular where he was talking about how New England was shutting down a receiver for Kansas City by double-teaming him on every play. On the very next play, that receiver caught the longest pass of the game. It's like, shut up. Shut up. They feel the need to talk, to fill time, to hear themselves talk. There are some who have incredible insight. A lot of people hate Alex Rodriguez. When Alex Rodriguez talks baseball, he's giving you insights, and you can see, like, what you're learning about the game in listening to him. There are basketball, inside the NBA, if you want to learn about the NBA, listen to those three. Okay, listen to Shaq, Charles Barkley, and Kenny Smith explain to you what's going on, the thoughts behind that. And they're honest. They talk about the games that players don't care about. They talk about when somebody's just tired. When they talk about when something's just stupid. Charles ain't going to hold back from calling stupid stupid. Tony Romo, words. He learned words, and someone told him you have to use all of them. So that's it. That's the podcast this week. I don't know much of what else is going on. I'm jazzed out. So I've been on a cruise ship. I'm not getting all the news. I try to keep track, but I know there was a big snowstorm and record cold. You don't want to hear me talking about where I am and how nice it is. Stay warm. I wish you the best. Honestly, I do. That's all I got. Listen. Join me next year, okay? I'm about to do the Blue Note at Sea Jazz Cruise. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's one of my favorite gigs. Join me. Music, sunshine, a cruise ship. What more do you want? I wish you the best. I thank you for listening. I had a fan say, did you ever listen to the first podcast? You've gotten much better. Well, I would hope so. This is number 238. Thanks for listening.